Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by
Paul Tatro.
And he is the director of Ford's Theater, and we wanted to talk today because Ford's Theater on Wednesday morning is going to begin its phased reopening. Congrats on, you know, returning a little bit, to, at least to some semblance of normalcy, right. Although it's probably going to be a long run. Take me back. We spoke to you like in probably April. We did a piece and the future, you painted a pretty grim picture saying, you know, that it's going to be a new normal and nothing's going to look the same when we come back. So how does it compare to then to now?
Well, I mean, look, anything that I told you in April, I'm sure was completely false and incorrect 5 months later here in October. So, you know, Ford's is no different than anyone else, and the whole world has changed. And frankly, since we closed in March, I think every month has been a new change, a new alteration, a new scenario. So, we are, you know, thrilled to be finally opening the site for visitation. Obviously, we're not going to be opening for theatrical performances for some time, but we're thrilled that we're going to be able to open the historic theater and the museum so that people can come to see that in a sort of limited capacity on timed entry, advanced tickets. But we're excited to be able to get back in business.
Yeah, I'm really excited for that too, for you guys. Am I correct that this is not part of that that pilot program? There was like six venues: City Winery, Gala, no. Pearl Street, Kennedy Center, Hamilton, Union Stage. This is separate from that.
Yes, this is basically, we are just opening under the phase two guidelines by the city that we are opening for, you know, timed admission. 25 people per hour that we're going to pulse through the theater. Everyone must wear masks. Everyone's going to be temperature checked, and all tickets will be purchased or acquired in advance.
Gotcha. And I know, you know, it's sort of limited groups being able to go in. I assume these are self-guided. Like, you're not going to have the Park Service rangers there talking, guiding them.
No, there will be no presentations, but the rangers will be in attendance at the theater and be able to answer questions for visitors. So there will be rangers and there will be interpretation there, but we're not going to be doing any formal presentations at this time.
Cool. So give me a sense of how many people you typically get coming, you know, not the performances, but, you know, the museum and the historic theater visits. How many do you typically get in a year? And then, you know, do you have any projections of, you know, I'm sure it'll be down because of COVID, but do you have any sort of ballpark of what you think it might be compared?
Well, our normal year, you know, pre-COVID, I think was probably around 750,000 a year and up. And obviously, you know, we've been closed for the last 7 months. So that number couldn't possibly be there. You know, as many of your listeners know, we are very dependent on the spring tours, school tours and student tours that come through in the spring. And, you know, in the spring, we can do 30,000 people a week. So, you know, quite heavy traffic where it's just nonstop going through the theater. Obviously, this coming spring, with the restrictions on travel and groups and student groups, you know, we're not going to possibly hit those numbers, but we are, you know, looking forward to starting to, you know, get back and start, you know, the only way we can ever get back to where we were is to start somewhere. So that's what we're looking to do. And we're excited about beginning on Wednesday.
Yeah, thanks for giving me those numbers on what, you know, how many the foot traffic you typically get. How much does that generally, you know, generate money-wise?
Well, you know, the good thing for Ford's and the good thing for the public is that, you know, most of our tickets are free. There's a slight convenience charge for people who reserve their tickets in advance, which is, you know, when our busy times are up. But previous to, you know, the shutdown, but people could come to the theater and just show up in day of tickets and come for free. So we are not going to have, for the moment, for the first initial opening, we're not going to have day of tickets because of the sort of safety protocols. We really want to have people reserve in advance so we don't have lots of lines of people waiting outside the theater to get in. However, I do think that hopefully in the months to come, we will be doing day of tickets, and we just have to wait and see how that works out.
Gotcha. Now, what are some of, run through some of the, you know, the COVID protocols that you guys have added, you know, face coverings, contactless, all that kind of stuff.
Well, let's just start with the theater's been thoroughly cleaned, and the theater will be cleaned, you know, twice a day, if not more, every day. So we are opening from Wednesday to Sunday, and our hours are going to be 10 to 5. We're going to be 10 to 4, and we're going to be open from 10 to 12, and then we'll close from 12 to 1 for cleaning, and then we'll reopen after that. So there's going to be, you know, intensified cleaning in the site. Then we have a strict mask protocol that everyone that enters will need to be wearing a mask. We will do temperature checks upon entry, and then we will practice social distancing once inside the facility. So all of the standard CDC guidelines and regulations will be adhered to at Ford's.
Great. Before we run, let me, you know, looking ahead to some of the, you know, productions that you guys have sort of altered, postponed, changed plans. Tell me about, you know, I know your annual holiday production of A Christmas Carol is a favorite tradition every year. Explain to our listeners how you're converting that into a radio play with Craig Wallace back as Scrooge, but this time on the radio.
Right. Well, we're really excited to be able to offer not only for our audiences who have, you know, experienced the Christmas Carol holiday tradition for over 35 years, but also for the actors and the performers, who many who have been in the production for 5-10 years, that we're able to offer them a little bit of work in putting out this radio play. So we are in the process now of, we've brought all the actors back on, and we're working with them now to record the script, you know, veering off of the traditional Ford's script. And we're going to produce a 1-hour radio play, which will be available online and on our website, free for our, you know, members and patrons. And then we're also working to hopefully get this on the broadcast radio as well in our area. And those details haven't been finalized yet, but we're looking forward to getting that out on a much broader basis on the radio.
Yeah, the way I sort of look at it is you know, back in the day, you know, before all the different film versions of A Christmas Carol, it was a radio play. So it's, and I believe Lionel Barrymore, who went on to play Mr. Potter in It's a Wonderful Life, did Scrooge on the radio for many years. So it'll be a cool throwback to those radio plays. I like it.
We're very excited to get the radio play up. I think it's going to be a real great new tradition for Washington audiences, and we're just excited to be able to present it to the DMV.
Awesome. And then sort of lastly, before we run, looking ahead to, you know, the rest of the revised 2020-2021 season, you know, over the winter and the spring, talk about how, like, I know you guys postponed Horton Foote's trip to Bountiful. I know Guys and Dolls is getting moved to a future season. And instead you guys are going to, you know, revise the spring season to focus on civil rights icons. Talk about sort of the thinking behind that, and why that's, you know, obviously, needless to say, important based on what's going on right now.
Well, I think that we recognized, you know, we had already scheduled the play about Marian Anderson and Albert Einstein in our previous season. And, you know, in the course of this pandemic and being shut down, and the Black Lives Matter movement, and the sort of racial and social unrest that's been you know, happening across our country, I think it gave us an opportunity to think about what else could we do as we begin to think about reopening the theater in the spring, recognizing that we were going to have to reevaluate our previously scheduled productions already. So we started to look at what else is out there. And so we, you know, keying off the Marian Anderson play, we thought about doing this play that has, you know, previously been done called The Mountaintop, about Martin Luther King. And then also we looked at, you know, what if we did a revival of our production of Necessary Sacrifices that features Frederick Douglass and Abraham Lincoln. So if you look at this concept of Frederick Douglass, Abraham Lincoln, Martin Luther King, Marian Anderson, Albert Einstein, we're really talking about sort of rights leaders and you know, American rights leaders, American leaders of civil liberties in this country, and trying to present those stories during this time. Additionally, we are looking to commission up to five, maybe more than five, playwrights of color to write about other historical figures, maybe figures that are not as well known as the ones I just mentioned, or maybe they're figures that there's a story that we don't know about these other historical figures. So that's something that we felt as Abraham Lincoln's theater, it was important for us to lean into this time and try and present a sort of social justice season when the theater comes back, hopefully in the spring.
Great. Well, thank you, Paul, for joining us as always. Always great checking in with you. And, you know, congrats on slowly, you know, dipping the toe back into the water here and getting things slowly reopening. We, you know, wish you all the best.
Great. Well, thank you, Jason. It's always a pleasure chatting with you. Appreciate it. And look forward to seeing you at the theater.